Can you guess this sound? Well, that was the sound of a koala. But can you imagine what it would be like without them? This is a reality we could be facing due to rising temperatures and a lack of trees for food and shelter. A study released last night by a research team at the University of Sydney has found that koala populations are in danger and finding it hard to beat the heat. Lead author of the study, Dr. Matthew Crowther, told me that trees are a critical part in helping koalas survive the rising temperatures.
Koalas don't burrow and they don't fly away or do any things like that. They sit in trees. So they've got to have access to big trees and trees with lots of cover to escape the heat. Now, in areas where you get heat waves and you get a lot of koala deaths because they just can't get to the right trees, they can't maintain their food and nutrients and water that they need, and they can't get the shelter to basically cool off. They can handle a bit of heat because they've got really, really good insulative fur, but they really need to have the right trees in the right locations of the right type so they can escape the heat.
So how bad in reality is this situation for koalas?
It could be very bad. It could be good if we pay attention, if we keep on researching, keep on conserving and keep on maintaining trees and planting more trees, and into the future we can sort of mitigate against any problems that may occur. The problem is that in a lot of populations there's a lot of other demands for land on coastal areas. People want to live there and they chop down habitat and put in roads with cars and dogs and all these things that threaten the koala populations. And also, if we don't maintain these trees and don't pay attention to these trees, we could start losing populations.
Now, we've had heat waves before in Australia. How does this moment where we are compare to what's happened in the past?
We have had heat waves, and we've actually documented what's happened to koala populations in heat waves. There's a population that was out in Western Queensland. There was a study done, and they found a lot of koalas died. And again, the same thing happened in Canada. One of the last heat waves, a week over 40 degrees Celsius, they do die. Now, koalas can survive hot temperatures. The problem is, the population did take a big knock. And the problem will be, will these heat waves increase? Will we be getting more heat waves? And they are predicted to increase. So if they get a big knock at each time, you do get that problem.
What is the worst case scenario?
Koalas are a species we can protect. But if we don't do anything and we maintain clearance of trees and we don't maintain both food and shelter trees, we could get big, big losses of population. Koalas are already declining in a lot of parts of their range. We could be looking at local extinctions. We don't know what's going to happen with future climate shifts. It could be almost catastrophic for the koalas.
Climate Change National Manager for World Wildlife Fund Australia, Kelly Court, says rising temperatures pose a serious risk for our biodiversity.
International researchers have found that if we have a temperature increase of between 2 and 3 degrees above pre-industrial levels, then we can expect to see between 20 and 30% of species disappear. So that's a massive loss to our biodiversity around the world.
What does climate change and these rising temperatures and heat waves mean for the rest of Australia and our future?
It will have significant impacts not just on our environment but also our people, infrastructure, business and our economy as well. We've already seen the research that just came out from the IPCC this year showing that in Australia alone that we've had a significant increase in heat waves, in flooding, and that's expected to intensify over the coming years. And the impact that's having, it's causing, sadly, deaths in people, but it's also affecting infrastructure. We've had railway lines buckle, for example. Flooding has had major impacts on business, as well as, you know, people losing their home as well as their lives. And I guess what the research is telling us is that we can expect this to happen with more intensity and more frequency over the coming years.
Kelly Court from the World Wildlife Fund. Dr. Matthew Crowther says we need to plant trees to fight against climate change because it is a vital part in protecting the koala species.
They're an extremely important part of our environment. They're a species that has adapted to eat one of the toughest food sources there is, the eucalyptus leaves. They're full of tannins, they're tough, and not many species can survive on them like the koala can. So they're important ecologically. They're an iconic species. I know they're one of the major tourist draw cards to Australia, but I think the important thing is, how could Australia lose their koalas? They're such an iconic part of our culture and they help define who we are.
Lead author of the study, Dr. Matthew Crowther, speaking to me earlier today.